With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Oh, welcome back to Hour 2, Nick Williams Cyberline. I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It just kind of has some good... I like the way to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so U.S. lawmakers introduced a bill to rein in Apple... Google and Apple and Google app stores. So Democrat senators, article from Reuters. Diane Bartz, let's see, Democrats, wow, tongue-tied tonight. Democratic senators Richard Blumenthal and Amy Klobuchar teamed up with Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn to sponsor the bill. Which would bar big app stores from requiring app providers to use their payment system. It would also prohibit them from punishing apps that offer different prices or conditions through another app store or payment system.
Interesting.
I found this predatory abuse of Apple and Google so deeply offensive on so many levels, Blumenthal said in an interview on Wednesday. Their power... has reached a point where they are impacting the whole economy in stifling and strangling innovation.
What do you think about that, Bob?
You know, I mean, first off, it's Google's place and it's Apple's place, but we are looking at something. I am a capitalist, but I've always been a person that says that antitrust is an important part of capitalism as well, because with antitrust, you know... You need to make sure that you have good competition in order to keep prices low, in order to keep innovation strong.
For sure.
So these are the types of things that we're looking for. We need to have a strong competitive environment. So I am not against them going in for legislation on these. I just am always concerned when our senators go in there, how much control are they going to exert?
That's a good question. Hopefully not too much, but I think something needs to scare them to allowing the Google App Store on my iPhone, because there's some apps I would really love to download that you can only get on Android.
Yeah, and I will say, though, I could get into that, too, because I picked the Android machine just because they allow more access to the hardware on the device itself than Apple does. So I do like that. The flip side is, you know, you get a lot of people that say the... Apple is more secure.
Yeah.
And I think that's just as important as well.
I think there's a bit more flexibility with the whole Android one too, because I remember Chromebooks, after a while, they were able to get Android apps as well from the Google Play Store.
Eventually they did. And matter of fact, I've got a Chromebook and I'm able to download apps on there. And they're also pulling in more of these on the desktop units themselves as well.
Oh, interesting.
So you can run the App Store apps on a desktop, you know, at Microsoft Edge. They've got theirs. They've got, but they're increasing the accessibility, I guess, if you will, the marketplace
right.
to the desktop machine. So that's kind of handy.
Yeah, definitely.
I do like that. So let's see. Apple, their App Store, it makes $53.8 billion in services over... couldn't figure out if that was over the lifetime or just per year.
Wow.
Because they basically say the stakes are high here, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
Apple said its App Store was an unprecedented engine of economic growth and innovation, one that now supports more than 2.1 million jobs across all 50 states. The bill that they're talking about won praise from Spotify, Epic, and Tidal. Tidal, which makes the tags that, you know, that help people find those lost objects, complained earlier this year about Apple launching a rival product. You know, they've got the Apple tags out there.
Ah, yeah.
So
the
those
Apple
are,
tags.
Yeah, they're neat things. There's a, you know, another story about that we could talk about tonight. But Google said last year it would enforce certain in-app payment methods there and receive 30% commission fees from non-game digital content. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, if they're taking 30% on everything that goes through there, that seems to be, you know, pretty steep commissions. Let's see. Apple's control over App Store and 15 to 30% commissions on digital sales have come under regulatory scrutiny. A federal judge is reviewing testimony to rule on an antitrust lawsuit by Fortnite creator Epic Games.
Epic Games has been really involved with trying to get their own App Store out there, but you know, Apple and them have had a little bit of beef going on for the past couple of months, haven't been keeping up so well, but I've been hearing about it a lot.
Right. So we're looking at these, we're looking at the app stores by just two basic companies, and they've got a lock. Well, guess what? They've got a lock on the cell phone market out there.
Yeah.
So again, do we have a problem with them, you know, antitrust here? Are they trying to be competitive? And it's only one against the other. Are there other good alternatives to the Android operating system or the iOS operating system?
Hey, well, you know, even if there aren't great alternatives for the iOSs themselves or the OSs themselves, even if we have something such as being able to download another app store, I think that's a big deal in itself, because that new app store could bring an entirely different set of apps. Like, what if Epic Games maybe wants to have an Epic Games downloader that you can get on your Android device or on your iPhone 16?
Right. Well, hopefully we'll get those things out there. So I had asked you about a story not too long ago, and that was I sent you over a website to go to about deep fakes. It was a company. There's this new movie out called Reminiscence.
Okay.
And I went over to it, and once I saw it, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool. What they're trying to do they're trying to make more, notoriety about they're trying to advertise their movie through allowing you to do a deep fake and be built into their, not a movie trailer exactly, but kind of, you know, it's a movie trailer that you can create for yourself and just see how it goes. What they do is they allow you to upload your image. Now you need to upload an image that is, of you smiling or just, you know, just your profile image.
Yeah.
Something that you'd put in there, you upload it. I did it. Not bad. It was just kind of fun to do just to see what they would come up with. And it's so eerie because then all of a sudden you see your face making these, it smiles and then it goes back to normal and then just turns left. It turns right. Really kind of creeps you out when you watch it overall.
Yeah, it kind of does. I had a little bit of an issue connecting to the website, so I didn't really get to mess around with it myself, but that is a pretty big thing that they're doing these super detailed deepfakes just for promotion of a movie.
Well, the technology's gotten so good that anybody can do it now. There's these kind of things. There's the applications that you can download that make avatars. You've seen these, right?
Of course.
You know, it takes your image and it turns you into a cartoon image of yourself.
Yeah, there's like Face App where you like put it in and does the Disney face, or it does the anime face, or turns you into the opposite gender.
Oh, okay. Well, these types of applications, they're pretty amazing, because it used to take an artist to do something like this. And,
yeah.
You know, I guess it puts out, I'm sure some of the artists aren't too happy about this, because frankly, it does a very impressive job of turning somebody from their image, a photograph of them, to a really good, either a caricature or, you know, they have a bunch of different styles they can use, like caricature, Renaissance, 2D person, 3D person, just a variety of ways of doing this, to where it you know, emphasizes some of the features on the person, but not others. It makes them, you know, you've seen what caricature artists do. They
right,
do some
yeah.
amazing things. And I hate to say it, but these apps have done a very impressive job of doing the same thing.
They really have. That's true. Yeah.
So it's not bad overall doing that. So yeah. Oh, if you want to go check out that reminiscence and upload an image yourself just to try it, it's BannisterAndAssociates.com, BannisterAndAssociates.com. So go check that out, and you know, it asks you a couple questions and needs to make sure you're old enough to do all this stuff. It wants to make sure the image is of you and all that kind of thing. But, you know, once you do all those things, you're good to go.
Speaking of deepfakes, so something that I realized the other day, before deepfakes were in the mainstream,
mm-hmm.
you want to know what media did deepfakes pretty recently, but at the same time, kind of ahead of everyone else?
Oh, who?
There was a 30 Rock episode where they were doing deepfakes of Jerry Seinfeld. This was before the term deepfake came out.
Uh-huh.
They had Jerry Seinfeld's likeness, and they were putting him into every show just to make their content more fresh. They were putting him onto these game shows. They were putting him these dramas, and they didn't have Jerry Seinfeld's permission to do this.
Ooh.
Of course, in the show. This is all in the universe. Yeah.
Okay, so this, okay, got it.
Yeah, so in the universe of 30 Rock, the Jack Donaghy, played by Alec Baldwin, of course, he was just putting Jerry Seinfeld into everything, and eventually Jerry was like, in the show, he was like, hey, you're putting me into these shows, I don't remember recording this. And Jack was all like, oh yes, it's this new great technology we have, we can put any actor into any show. And, you know, I think there was a lawsuit involved, so I could see that turning into something to see. Yeah, on the show.
as you would expect.
Exactly.
Yeah, believe me, I mean, the images nowadays like that are protected a lot, big time.
And, you know, actually, I think that was the whole premise of Space Jam 2 also. Like, the whole thing with LeBron getting sucked into the digital world was all because they wanted to make him a deepfake that they could just reuse eternally. With his consent, of course. So I think that might even be the future of content that we're going to see, is celebrities signing away their likenesses and maybe some lawsuits when they're used unfairly, like in the case of 30 Rock Jerry Seinfeld.
Right. Well, okay. So let's see. All these companies that are working, you know, we're talking about Google, we're talking about Apple, and... You know, we got to throw in the whole thing the last year and a half about COVID. I guess really about the last 2 years about COVID and how everybody's changed their working style. Well, we've worked from home for, a year and a half. I'm ready to go back to work. I'm really, really tired of working from home.
I think we'll have to talk about this a little more after the break, Bob.
Okay. Well, got it. Thank you, sir.
And we'll get on that. We'll tell you more about working, going back to the office after this break.
Mick Williams, Cyberline, Video Bob in tonight. Along with Mick Muffin helping us out, too. Let's see. So, Daniel K. over at Reuters, Google employees who work from home could lose money. Google employees based in the same office before the pandemic could see different changes in pay if they switch to working from home permanently. With long commuters hit harder, according to a company pay calculator they have. It is an experiment taking place across Silicon Valley, which often sets trends for other large employers. Facebook and Twitter also cut pay for remote employees who move to less expensive areas, while smaller companies, including Reddit and Zillow, have shifted to location-agnostic pay models, citing advantages when it comes to hiring, retention, and diversity. So our compensation, let's see, from Alphabet, they say their compensation, our compensation packages have always been determined by location, and we always pay at the top of the local market based on where an employee works from, a Google spokesperson said. Adding that pay will differ from city to city and state to state. One Google employee, not identified, typically commutes to the Seattle office from a nearby county and will likely see their pay cut by about 10% by working from home full time, according to estimates by the company's work location tool launched in June. The employee was considering remote work but decided to keep going to the office despite the two-hour commute. It's as high of a pay cut as I got for my most recent promotion. I didn't do all that hard work to get promoted and then take a pay cut, they said. So Jake Rosenfield, a sociology professor at Washington University in St. Louis, said Google's pay structure raises alarms about who will feel the impacts most acutely, including families. What's clear is that Google doesn't have to do this, Rosenfield said. Google is paid these workers at 100% of their prior wage by definition. So it's not like they can't afford to pay their workers who choose to work remotely the same that they are used to receiving.
And you know, I feel like they would save money by having all these workers work from home anyway, because they could save money on electricity by having those computers turned off.
Well, I mean, there's pros and cons to working from home. I mean, you know, driving in. First off, the employee themselves having to spend all that time in a car and heading to and from work. You know, there it's an hour or two of lack of productivity.
Yeah.
Then you look at the whole fact of once they get to work, you know, they are all in the same area. So when you get many, many people in the same area, there is an advantage there to where the, you know, the water cooler effect, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
That is, you go down, you're in the break room, you see somebody, maybe not in your department, but they're in a different department. You talk to them for a minute and you say, oh, really? That's what you guys are doing? Well, working on something that might help you guys out. How does this work out for you? Whereas you don't get that same advantage when you're Zoom calling on all these things. You don't have enough of the water cooler interaction, I think, when you're at a when you're just working off site. So there's advantages to being in the office, and I can see why they want to do some of this stuff.
I'll say kind of similarly, there's a reason that I want to go to school in person. It's a lot different than going to college online, because online college, just Zoom calls, it's like, what am I even doing here? It's like I could just Google this.
Well, a lot of people have done that nowadays.
Yeah.
But also, as an employee, you also want to factor in. I'm kind of surprised about this one person that's talking about. He spends 2 hours in the car commuting, because that's really a hardship on your life. You know, I'd rather have that 10 hours a week. If he's talking about 2 hours a day, I'd rather have that 10 hours of my life back.
I'd rather be asleep.
All right, Mick Williams, Cyberline. We'll be back after the break. Talk to you more about all this good technology stuff.